Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
For over 75 years, Dielectric has earned a reputation for offering the world's most sophisticated antenna and signal transmission solutions and an ability to meet the needs of all broadcasters, TV, HD, and FM, low and high power, rural audiences, major metro markets around the world. And today, to discuss Master FM Systems, we bring in Dielectric's Vice President and General Manager, Keith Pelletier. Keith, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, David. It's always great to work with Broadcast Dialogue.
And happy to have you. So describe what a Master FM system is and what you mean by that.
Sure. The Master FM antenna, as we define it, or system as we define it at Dielectric, is a system where multiple radio stations are going into one system. So it could be two stations up to 10 stations that are combined in an RF system that go up to a single antenna and is broadcasted from that one site. And typically, you could say that is completed by broadcasters that are trying to get onto one tower where they don't have enough towers in the marketplace, or they're just trying to consolidate and make it more economical for them to go on. So anything from 2 to 10 stations.
A lot of people do this. You're not the only one. So let's talk about Dielectric's approach to Master FM systems. What makes it different, maybe unique?
Yeah, I think if you look at Dielectric in general, we're always trying to advance with our solutions and make sure that we're changing with time. So in history, if you look at a typical manufacturing process, even with Dielectric, if a request comes in, it is separated into the RF system portion of the request and then the antenna side. So there's two different groups. It goes into those proposal engineers. They design based on what the request is in a silo, if you will, and then we combine that into a quote and then go try to get the sales order from there. What we have done recently is we've started to design. We have a vast amount of engineers, over 300 years of experience, and we're trying to design as a team. So we bring in the best engineers that we have in the RF side and antenna side, and we start to look at technology. You know, technology on the radio side has changed vastly over the past 25 years. The introduction of IBOC, which is in-band on-channel, a digital signal, and it continues to evolve. And as the RF systems become more advanced or the antennas, there's features there that we can utilize in the team approach to make sure that we come up with the best design for the end user. So in that design process, we're also including the sales team and the end users to make sure we design that system to meet their needs. But also what you find is you end up designing the most simplistic solution for the problem at hand, which translates to reliability and longevity for the end user. So taking all of this into account, we believe designing as a team is the best way to go about it. Also, if you start to look at the engineering process, we have engineers at the table that have anywhere from 15 to 35 years of experience that have designed multiple products, made some mistakes along the way, enhanced their thinking based on installations, problems that they've seen in their careers. So once you start to have those conversations and vet all that out, we believe that's truly what makes Dielectric unique in the design process of these FM systems.
So you were requested by a group in Peru, 8-station. Master FM system is what they were looking for. They had numerous antennas and towers and wanted to consolidate all stations on top of a mountain in Lima. So this was a big project in Peru, but it gives a good example of how something like this would work. So tell us what happened here.
Yeah, so just to talk briefly about how that typically would have worked and what the outcome would have been. Typically, if you take the traditional approach of breaking it up between RF and antenna, the RF system group would have made an 8-channel CIF combiner. Essentially, 8 stations in a row going to one output. And that brings some challenges with loss, group delay. The 8 stations, you're going to want to be closer to the output than you are down the chain, because you're going to get higher losses. So there's stations in that system that suffer because of that typical approach. And if you look at the antenna side, it would have been a single input design. Dielectric over the years, based on technology changing, has developed a dual input radiator, which is the hub of this design in Peru. It allows the combination of the channels at the antenna element itself. So if you look at safety margins in the RF system and the transmission line, they're significantly enhanced because you're not combining until the antenna element at the end of the chain. So what that allows us to do is take a unique approach, knowing that the RF guys know that we can combine at the antenna. They start to look at, okay, how simple can we make the RF system? And what we did in Lima is we broke it up into 2 4 stations. And we also did what we call a manifold design in each one of those 4 channel banks. So in the manifold design, every station has the same loss, every station has the same group delay, and there's no position that's better than the other. So right off the bat, in taking this approach, we came up with a design that all 8 stations are equal. And then they feed up 2 transmission lines to the antenna before they're completely combined. And that allows the voltages in those transmission lines, the peak voltages in the components, the RF system, all across the board, to become less of an important design factor. And by doing that, like I said before, you know, the reliability goes up, the longevity of the product goes up. And at the end of the day, our engineers have a system with much higher safety margins than we typically would in an 8-station system.
Okay, Keith, and people can see this at dielectric.com. They can take a look at the tower there, impressive display. Do you feel more groups might adopt approach like this, what you did in Peru?
Yes, actually there's quite a few in North America that we are talking to currently, again, trying to consolidate into tight systems or lack of a tower portfolio. So we do believe this approach will be important to consider and move forward with the request that we're getting in.
Thank you for appearing with us today, and you have a great day yourself.
All right, David, you as well.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
Looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C, as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, the Fountain app, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.